The Bird Show.
I've never quite understood the logic of a city celebrating by looting and overturning cars and buses when their team wins a championship.
Me.
You guys see what's going on in L.A.?
Oh, after the Dodgers won the World Series?
Dodgers win the World Series, so you know what? You know, it's a great way to celebrate. Ruin our city.
Yeah. Kentucky did that after a couple national championships.
I don't understand the mentality here. Like, you're so fired up that you're going to ruin the city, the home city of the team that just won a championship.
I don't get it.
I never understood why we won a national championship. Let's light a couch on fire. I don't get it.
Now, I can understand New Yorkers being pissed and jacking up their own city with the Yankees losing.
Which would make sense, but our city already jacked up. So, I mean, ain't much we can do.
Trash it. Oh, wait. It's already trashed.
Trash everywhere.
Some dude in L.A. blew his hand off with a firework. Yeah, while he was trying to, like, it's just a mess out there, man.
Zero
sense. Hopefully it was that guy that was trying to pull the ball out of that one player's mitt.
He was a Yankee
fan. New Yorker.
Yeah. Oh, my bad.
All right, so, Katie, listener's question to you about code switching.
Yes. So a couple of days ago, I received an interesting DM from a P1 listener, Amanda. And I thought this is something that we should address because we've talked about this briefly, like Mo and I being black, what it's like code switching in a different scenario where we may not be as comfortable with predominantly Caucasian people. Mm-hmm. Right. And so there's this thing. So she sent me a clip, which is really great. And it's from the What Now podcast with Trevor Noah and Lupita. And in this clip, they are basically addressing what it's like to code switch. So this is the clip that she sent to me.
When I speak English, I'm one kind of Trevor. Mm-hmm. But if I speak Zulu with my friends, there's a different kind of Trevor. Mm. You know what I mean? What are we not getting from English Lupita that is like hidden in all these other Lupitas?
I have two English Lupitas, right?
Yes, okay.
There's the Kenyan English Lupita, and then there's the American English Lupita. With my Kenyan English Lupita, I'm a lot spicier. I'm provocative. You know, and this might be my family or maybe it's a Kenyan thing. The way my family compliments is to kind of abuse. So they'll be like, oh, okay, so you think that jacket is nice?
Oh, wow.
You know? Like that. And that's the compliment. And so I tried that in school once, and like people were so offended that I was like, okay, this is a code switching thing, you know? So like that. So I'm a lot spicier. I'm a lot more pokey.
Right.
In the Kenyan version of me. And I use a lot more of those sounds. I mean, you know, Africans, we use a lot of sounds to convey a lot of,
we do.
Of things.
Yeah, we definitely do.
So there's a whole lot more of that. In my American, there's the version. And and then my Mexican self, Mexicans are very polite. Right. And so I think I take on a more polite version of myself. I find I'm a lot more, I'm whinier when I'm in my Mexican mode.
And so after this audio, she basically followed it up with the question that is directed at Mo and I, right? And she said that she listens to The Bird Show every day and the In the Moment podcast as well. And she said that she can tell that there's definitely a difference between how Mo and I speak with each other on that podcast versus how we speak here on the show. And she wanted to know, because her boyfriend does it as well, is it a comfort thing? And the simple answer is yes, there is a comfort thing. I think there was a certain way that we were raised to act and speak in certain environments. And so here on the show, it's like I feel like I have to be a little bit more cautious of how I say things. I have to kind of put it in a more... what is it? What's the term I'm looking for? Like how I used to equate it is like a news anchor type of thing. Whereas with Mo and I could just be like, all right, what up? Like, what are we doing today? How's this podcast going? There is a huge difference in a level of comfort when it comes to code switching.
As a member of the Caucasian persuasion, is there a way for Caucasians to make it more comfortable, or is it just, it is what it is?
For me personally, it just took time. I feel like now, 8 years being a part of the show, I've become more comfortable, where I've become more lax in the way that I speak, and I just kind of sit into how Katie really speaks.
What's the root of it? Like being accepted by white people, so you have to speak like white people?
I feel like it's layered, right? Like, because a part of it is definitely comfort level, 1,000%. You just, I think that you can kind of equate it to, for most people, if you're speaking at work compared to if you're speaking at home with your family, it just might be a little different. Mm-hmm. You just might be a little more comfortable. You might be a little more of yourself. So it's similar to that. And the cultures are very, very different. And the majority of black people will stick to black people. White people will stick to white people. And you don't necessarily have that interaction with the other cultures every single day to where you realize, like, okay, there's a lot of difference. And this plagued me for a long time because I've heard be the same person on In the Moment as on the Bird Show for so long. And for years, I kept trying to figure it out myself. Like, I feel like I am. Why am I not? Why can't I? And I've come to realize it's literally impossible. Mm. It's never going to happen because you have to consider a lot of things. First is the comfort level. You also have to think about being offensive. Like that, whereas in a black person in a black environment, you pretty much know exactly how you are going to offend somebody or how you won't. In a white environment, you're not necessarily sure. And there are a lot of times when white people will say things that a black person finds very offensive. But the difference is most of the white people I've been around, they don't consider it or they just don't care. Whereas with black people, we have been taught our whole lives that we have to be conscious of that. And we have to watch what we're saying and how it's coming off because we just have different backgrounds, different walks of life. Things that you guys say amongst each other might be normal. Whereas to us, it may come off like, whoa. What was that? So you don't you don't want to offend and you don't want to be offended. Mm-hmm. So you kind of
tread
the line a little differently than if you were in an environment where you know pretty much how everybody would receive everything that you have to say.
Yeah, gotcha. There were two classic examples from when you first started on the show here. I think you're aware of this, but when you first started on the show, you had told us that you just hadn't worked with this many white people before. Mm-hmm. So you would come on the radio and you were pretty tight. But there was a while there where I just started bringing Katie in and at the time Walter in studio while you were doing a break, and it lightened you up completely just because there was more of a comfort level. And the second thing is I think it was you and I think it was here in studio. White people, when they get dressed up when they normally don't, will make the cliche joke to each other like, what do you got, a court date today?
Perfect example.
Right? Yeah. And I think that happened to, was that you?
Yeah.
Here in studio? Yes. Yeah, somebody.
It happened to Katie.
Mm-hmm. A white person, a white staff member said that to Katie also, as we would say it to each other in a white way. It's very accepted. It's kind of a joke, but it was really mistaken. When Katie heard it.
So like the dynamic, right? That's a perfect example, actually. If a white person says to a white person, right, and they're dressed up and you say, oh, you got a court date today. That's just clearly a joke, right? But because of the dynamics of white and black, if a white person says to a black person, well, you dressed up today, you going to court? Mm-hmm. We're not going to receive that as a joke. Like that's going to be received very differently because of the context of the. So it's that's a great example of how you got to learn the different cultures and what's accepted and what's not. And it once you get comfortable enough around people, I think you just start to become more yourself because they realize you're coming from the place you're coming from.
Right.
The Bird Show.